It's a pleasure to have you listening to my show today. My sincerest desire is for you to get something from it that will make your life richer, fuller, and in this time of coronavirus pandemic, safer. I am Reverend Wynn Henderson. As an ordained Christian minister and a retired medical doctor, I have a dual perspective to bring you content to solve problems in your life. Freedom from Addiction, Share Your Mission, is the longest-running, single-hosted, spiritually-based radio internet talk show in the country. It has been continuously running for the last 20 years. I introduce you to celebrities and non-celebrities alike who have something to say about the disease of addiction in its 30-plus different forms and about the importance of finding your mission or purpose in life and then acting on it. More recently, I have become an investigative journalist, investigating the truth just below the surface, that you won't hear on standard news and media outlets. Today's podcast deals with how COVID-19 pandemic has affected this country's mental health. I have found that depression, anxiety, and suicide are currently at an all-time high due to COVID-19 pandemic responses. About half American adults said their mental health has been negatively impacted by the pandemic due to worry and stress over the virus. About a third Americans have trouble sleeping, and a third trouble eating, and 12 to 13% of Americans reported worsening conditions associated with increased substance abuse as well as drugs and alcohol as a way to manage their stress. And even over 10% of adults said they'd seriously contemplated suicide in the last month. Unpaid caregivers for adults have the highest rate of suicidal thoughts at about 30%, followed by young adults at 25% and essential workers at a little over 20%. There has been a significant rise in deaths of despair from both drugs and suicide. The Kaiser Family Foundation has conducted polls which indicated that at least 40% of people have trouble affording basic necessities or falling behind in their bills. Those who are faring the worst are people sheltering in place at around 47%. And their research has indicated that the rate of anxiety or depression was only 11% in June of 2019, but a year later was over 40%. Humans need face-to-face interaction We need physical contact. Between the lockdowns and mandatory mask orders, not only has physical contact been extinguished, but we cannot see each other's facial expressions if we're wearing masks. Both significantly contribute to the feeling of alienation and loneliness. Prescriptions for antidepressant drugs have always been in our mental health regimen, but they have skyrocketed 35% in the months at which time our stay-at-home orders have been issued for many parts of the country. All of this is regrettable when you consider that scientific studies have repeatedly shown antidepressant medications work no better than placebo for mild to moderate depression, and of course, they come with a long list of adverse health effects. CDC Director Robert Redfield has said that lockdowns and lack of school attendance have had a disproportionately high negative impact on children and teens' mental health. Among high school students who are at very low risk of dying from COVID-19, suicides and drug overdoses have surpassed the death rate for COVID-19. In a broadcast ABC 7 News report, Dr. Mike DeBoisblank at John Muir Medical Center in Walnut Creek, California, said that in his hospital, they had seen a year's worth of suicide attempts in just a month. In a survey earlier this year, conversations with the National Crisis text line were also double that of the normal volume for the previous week of March 15th. Earlier in the pandemic, around the end of April, suicides from COVID-19 were higher than the deaths from other COVID-19 causes in Tennessee and Knox County, which was at the time one of the few areas in Tennessee where non-essential businesses were ordered to close. 8 suicides took place within a span of just 48 hours and during the last of March. Only 6 patients died from COVID-19 in the entire state during that week. The effects of this crisis are far, far reaching than heightened anxiety, which all of us are feeling. There is also a trickle-down effect to those with addiction and behavioral disorders like OCD, ADHD, and substance abuse. Social distancing is not good for our mental health. It increases feelings of isolation, loneliness, stress, and fear, all of which can trigger many mental illness in a negative way. According to data released by the CDC in late August, only 6% of the total COVID-19 related death toll had COVID-19 listed as the sole cause of death on the death certificate. Now, 6% of 160,000, which was the death toll at the time, was very nearly 10,000. For deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19 on average, there were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death, the CDC stated. We have heard of reports of accident victims being listed on COVID-19 death certificates. And it has been noted that COVID-19 related deaths also had intentional or unintentional injury, poisoning, or other adverse events listed on the death certificates. Let me make a comment about fear, which is being used by the technocrats to manipulate and coerce their controls. It is the most powerful tool at their disposal and highly effective, and that is why it is being used. There is a difference between being scared and being fearful. Now the whole world is holding its breath in anticipation of what might come next. It's easy to feel fearful considering the daily barrage of bad news on national media reports. One should understand the difference between being scared and living in fear, which can be very helpful as fear has a paralyzing effect, while just being scared primarily heightens alertness. Novel threats raise a person's level of anxiety to a much greater degree than familiar threats, even when they have the same or similar consequences. The difference between being fearful and just being scared is that fear paralyzes your ability to evaluate what's happening and to make rational decisions. But preparation and information that help you make decisions and act, even when you're scared. This is the definition of courage, taking action despite being scared. There are strategies that you can use to reduce fear and find courage. It's important to begin with the understanding that your thoughts engender your feelings. Your emotions do not have a life of their own, but rather are dependent on how you think about things. You can focus on planning and preparation rather than getting locked into a panic mode. This can go a long way towards safeguarding your mental health. Take the safety precautions that you can take and limit your exposure to the news. Don't accept at face value what you hear in the news, but rather consider the information and ask questions about what you're being told. Other techniques include getting enough exercise, getting enough sleep, limiting your sugar intake, and meditation and mindfulness training. These are some of the things that we can do to increase our mental health until the COVID-19 pandemic has passed.